EY today.
Hey, good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist and host, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to be here on The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. This is your nutritional supplement program where we help you understand the world of nutritional supplementation. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements because I don't like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs, never did like using toxic pharmaceutical drugs, and I've made my specialty nutritional supplementation and understanding the connection between nutrition and disease. And that doesn't just mean nutritional supplementation, by the way. That also means the food that we eat, and we're going to talk about that today. I'm joined, as I am always, on the Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network by my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
Great to be with you today.
Thank you so much. We got a couple of fun stories to talk about. I definitely want to cover that story about the pesticides and the fruit.
I kind of hit on that yesterday after we lost you off the line there.
So. Oh, you already covered a little bit of that?
A little bit. I kind of went through that ABC News story and talked about some of the problems we have out here in the area where I live, both north of here and directly here, both with the methyl bromide and then the stuff they're using on the grapes up in Marin County.
Yep, that's a big problem. You know, Marin County.
Yeah, as you had mentioned, they've got a higher incidence of certain types of cancer.
That's right.
In that area, as opposed to the rest of the country and the rest of the state of California.
And the rest of the world, actually. It's one of the highest breast cancer, has one of the highest breast cancer rates of any area in the world. And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about ways that you can protect yourself from pesticides. Let's see, a couple housekeeping things here. Our number today is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, if you want to get on board. If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a nutritional supplement program, I encourage you to give us a call. Let us do medical detective work with you today. And if you have any kind of problem, health issue, health challenge that you're confronting, anything, even if it's as mild as acne or a rash or eczema or as severe as heart disease or cancer, let us walk you through the process. You know, when you're treating an illness, you really want to do medical detective work. You want to follow the clues and backtrack it. And as we're going to talk about here momentarily, most of the time you'll find that there's a digestive problem involved, there's blood sugar problem involved, and then there's a adrenal stress problem. I call that the triangle of disease. The thyroid often gets linked at that point, and then from that point forward, every single disease symptom follows. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today is so-called the disease of kings, rich man's disease. Do you know what that is, Doug? Rich man's disease?
Let's see, the IRS.
No, the rich man's disease is not the IRS. Rich man's disease is the preeminent food-based disease, and that's gout. And I want to start the program talking about gout, which is referred to as a form of arthritis. It affects about 1% of the population, around 3 million people. And it is a kind of arthritis in the sense that it manifests itself as swelling inside the joints, typically the joints of the joint of the big toe. And what happens is you get crystals forming in this joint, and it doesn't have to happen in the big toe, but it typically does. It could happen in any joint. You get these crystals that form in the joint. They're made of something called uric acid, and these uric acid crystals are like little needles, and they can accumulate in the joints, and they can cause some really, really serious pain and inflammation. And people who have the gout or have a gout attack, oftentimes it happens in the middle of the night, by the way, and often they can't even put the blanket over their toe. Just the weight of a sheet on their toe causes excruciating pain, and that's because of these needles and the inflammation. Now, uric acid crystals are a byproduct of protein metabolism, but a specific kind of protein, and that is something called purine, P-U-R-I-N-E, purine. People who have gout are told to avoid purine-containing foods, and purine-containing foods are primarily rich meats, and that's why gout gets the name the disease of kings or rich man's disease, because back in the past, it was only wealthy people who could afford these rich red meats, and they were the ones who tended to get gout. Gout is also associated with beer drinking because of a connection with yeast, and it's also associated with wine. However, what people don't tell gout sufferers, what physicians don't mention often, although they're starting to understand this, is that one of the biggest culprits when it comes to gout is our old friend sugar, especially fructose, which most people think of as being found in fruits. But fructose is found in much more than fruits. In a way, gout because it's associated with all of the symptoms of diabetes, can actually be thought of as a type of diabetes. Diabetes with crystals. In fact, I think of gout as more of a diabetic disease than I do of as an arthritic disease. All of the same clues that are associated with diabetes are associated with gout. You get blood pressure problems, you get kidney problems, you get changes in your blood fats, blood cholesterol, triglycerides. Now remember, we're talking here about a uric acid disease, and uric acid production is not only affected by purines, it's also affected by high intakes of fructose. From the British Medical Journal in 2007, researchers did a study and they concluded, and this is a quote, consumption of sugar-sweetened soft drinks and fructose is strongly associated with an increased risk of gout in men. Furthermore, fructose-rich fruits and fruit juices also increase the risk. Diet soft drinks were not associated with the risk of gout because there's no fructose in diet soft drinks. Now, while it's true that fructose is the predominant sugar in fruit and fruit juice, fructose is also a component of ordinary table sugar. And, of course, fructose is found in corn syrup, especially high fructose corn syrup. It doesn't have to be high fructose corn syrup, by the way. High fructose corn syrup has more fructose, but all corn syrup is going to have a certain amount of fructose, and all table sugar is going to have a certain amount of fructose, too. In any case, whether it's coming from fruit or whether it's coming from sugar or whether it's coming from fruit juice, wherever it's coming from, fructose is a big problem, folks. It's a huge problem. Now, it sounds all benign and natural, fruit, sugar, fructose, but you got to pay attention to the amount of fructose that you're eating. I know about those commercials where they make it sound like there's no difference between high fructose corn syrup and plain old sugar. In a way, they're right. The only difference, by the way, between fructose and sugar is table sugar is about 50-50 fructose and sucrose, and then high fructose corn syrup has about 55% fructose, the rest being sucrose. So it's not that much of a difference in terms of percentage, but it comes out to some big numbers. The average American is getting about 40 pounds a year of high fructose corn syrup. That means 20 pounds almost, or a little over 20 pounds of fructose. And then you throw in another 45 pounds or so of sucrose a year, you're talking a lot of fructose. The average American is getting over 40 pounds of the stuff every year. And that doesn't include the fructose that we get that's straight from fruit and fruit juices. And the bottom line here, folks, is we're eating a lot of fructose. Now, we talked in the past about the problems with digesting fructose. 30% of Americans, that's one out of every three Americans, suffers from something called fructose malabsorption syndrome. And fructose malabsorption syndrome, as the name implies, is when you have a problem absorbing the stuff and it leads to gas and bloating, digestive discomfort. You may think you have this great diet and all you're eating is fruits and vegetables, but you got gas and you got bloating, you got skin problems, you may have the gout, you may have arthritis. And keep in mind, when you have these digestive problems over time, remember our lymphatic system, which is the immune system for poisons, the immune highway, the circulatory system for poisons and for white blood cells and immunity, that system can get clogged. So understand this, when you're eating a lot of fruit sugar, if you're having a problem absorbing this stuff, you're eating a lot of fructose, you're having a lot of problems absorbing this stuff, now you got a problem with the lymph. And from that point forward, as we said in the past, we talked about the lymph on Monday, from that point forward, every single disease shows up. One of the worst places it shows up, by the way, is the skin. Now, keep in mind, there's a lot of lymphatics in the skin. There's a lot of lymph in the skin. And in fact, in many ways, the skin is just another lymph organ. And so skin problems related to fructose are very common. If you're starting to break out, you got boils, you got cysts, and you think you got this perfect diet, all you eat is fruits and vegetables, chances are you have a problem with fructose. If you have the gout, again, chances are you have a problem with fructose. And once you have a digestive problem, that's when the whole triangle of disease starts. That's where blood sugar becomes affected, then you have your adrenal stress, then you have your elevated cortisol levels. Of course, that causes thyroid problems, and that's where the big problems come in. Now, fructose is also problematic because it locks up a very important chemical in the body. It ties it up and makes it unavailable. And once this chemical is tied up and unavailable, lots of problems ensue. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, or call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We'll take a break and be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And we are back on the Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. If you've got questions about health or nutrition, if you're tired of taking prescription drugs, if you're tired of going to the doctor, if you're tired of being sick, if you're tired of being tired, if you know there's a better way, we want to help you out. We want to help you understand how to take nutritional supplements instead of prescription drugs. I've been practicing pharmacy now for almost, 25 years now. It'll be 25 years in May, which I guess is coming right up. And what I've learned is that there's not a single prescription drug that can take care of your health issues. Prescription drugs oftentimes cause more problems than they do good, unlike nutritional supplementation, and that's why I like to call myself a nutritional pharmacist. If you have questions about your health challenges or if you want to get off your prescription drugs, 866-582-9933 is our number. 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can check out my website, brightsideben.com, or you can give Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel a call at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're very knowledgeable about the products, and they can help you out. And you can always send me an email at ben@ksco.com. We're talking about fruit sugar and gout. A lot of folks are aware that gout, especially if they have gout, that gout is associated with rich proteins. Beer, wine, red meat, shellfish, seafood, all of these have a well-known connection to gout, but many folks aren't aware that fruit sugar, fructose, is one of the culprits associated with these uric acid crystals that develop in the big toe and in other areas of the body. It turns out that gout, while it's classified as a type of arthritis, has a lot in common with diabetes, with blood sugar problems. And if you've listened to this program before, you know that we link a lot of health issues to this triangle of disease, which diabetes is a key component of. Before we went to break, we talked about fructose and problems metabolizing fruit sugar or fructose. It's not only found in fruits, it's found in lots of different places. It's made by the body even. But fructose levels, when they become, when you start to ingest lots of fructose and your levels become high, uric acid crystals can develop. Now, uric acid crystals can especially develop under conditions of what's called hypoxia. Hypoxia means low oxygen levels. In other words, low oxygen levels can exacerbate gout. How do you take care of low oxygen levels? Simple, folks. Deep breathing in and deep exhaling out. Always exhale a little bit more than you inhale. And make sure that when you're inhaling to the bottom of your belly, even lower. You can go down to your feet, as we talked about last week. Now, one of the biggest problems associated with fructose, and keep in mind, 30% of Americans suffer from fructose malabsorption syndrome. One of the biggest problems is that fruit sugar, fructose, can tie up tryptophan. It can lock up tryptophan and make tryptophan unavailable to the body and specifically to the brain. This is very significant for several reasons. Number one, tryptophan is used by the brain to make brain hormones that make you happy, brain hormones that give you peace of mind, and low levels of tryptophan can cause jitteriness, can cause problems sleeping, can cause depression and other mood problems. So via this mechanism where fructose ties up tryptophan, you can run into brain problems as well. But here's really where it gets to be tricky. Tryptophan, the amino acid tryptophan, is read by the brain as a key to understanding starvation. When tryptophan levels are low, the brain thinks it's starving, and it sends you out on a run for more food, typically sugar. And if you're eating fructose, now you have less tryptophan. Your brain thinks it's starving even further. It sends you out for more fructose, ties up more tryptophan. Your brain thinks it's starving even more, and on and on and on. And that's the biggest problem associated with excess ingestion of fructose if you have problems with fructose metabolism, this locking up of the brain starvation-sensing chemical tryptophan. As far as gout goes, fructose metabolism produces uric acid, and the more fructose you eat, the more uric acid you have. The more uric acid you have, the more gout, more likely you're going to be to have gout. Uric acid is considered a waste product, but unlike other waste products in the body, uric acid does not break down. It has to be excreted through the kidneys and your urine, and if you've got lots of it, it tends to accumulate. Once the kidney becomes overloaded, all kinds of problems ensue, including heart problems, kidney problems, blood pressure problems. And everybody knows that diabetics have problems with their kidneys. At least all diabetics know, or people who have friends or family who are diabetics know, that there's a link between the kidneys and diabetes. So what do you do if you have the gout? Well, the first thing, obviously, is watch what you're eating and watch what you're drinking. You want to stay off of those purine foods, the seafoods, the meats, the beer, the wine. And I'm sorry to say, once again, you got to stay off the table sugar, and you got to stay off the fruit sugar, and you got to stay off the high fructose corn syrup. The best way to wean yourself off of sugar without using willpower. I don't like willpower. Willpower doesn't sound good to me. Willpower sounds like a battle. So the best way to stay off of these sugars without having to resort to willpower, without having to resort to force, is to improve satiety, the sense of fullness, that is moderated, that is controlled by chemistry. The sense of fullness is controlled by chemistry. So increasing fullness chemicals, and the best way to increase fullness chemicals is by eating protein and eating essential fatty acids. Now, one of the neatest things about whey protein, if you have gout, is whey protein is not going to mess up your purine levels. So if you have the gout, you've got to be doing the whey protein. Now, everybody should be doing the whey protein anyway, even if you, unless you have a problem with dairy. And by the way, some folks who have problems with dairy don't necessarily have problems with whey, because the whey part of the dairy doesn't have the bad stuff in it. Not only that, but if you do have a problem with whey, sometimes taking digestive enzymes with your whey can help you get past any kind of allergic reaction that you have from whey. Digestive enzymes help you break up that whey protein, and many folks who typically would have an allergic reaction with whey don't have one if they take their ultimate enzymes with the whey. And the more and whey is also a great source of tryptophan, and of course, the more tryptophan you're getting, the less you're going to be craving food. So start your meals off with whey protein. Even if you have the gout, start your meals off with the whey protein. Get yourself some of the Nature's Whey or the Suzanne Summer Shake. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. If you have the gout, if you're trying to wean yourself off of these purine-containing foods, if you feel like you're overeating and you want to start off your meals with protein and essential fatty acids, check out the Longevity products. Check out the Nature's Whey. Check out the Suzanne Summer Shake. Check out the Ultimate Enzymes. I'm sorry, the Ultimate EFAs, and you may want to check out the Ultimate Enzymes as well if you have a problem with whey protein. As I said, many people who have problems with whey protein find that when they take their whey protein with digestive enzymes, they're okay. So Ultimate Enzymes, Ultimate EFA, Suzanne Summer Shake, give Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can also check out my website, brightsideven.com, and if you click on the link on the upper right-hand corner, somebody will get back to you with more information about the Longevity products. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you miss something, or if I talk too fast, I know some folks say I talk fast, you can always check out more information on the brightsideben.com website. You can get to an archive link, and you can check out some of the older programs if you miss something or if you want to hear something again. Repetition is reinforcement, as my mom used to say. All right, we're going to take a break. If you've got any questions about your health challenges, if you want to get off your nutritional, off your prescription drugs and get on a nutritional supplement program, give us a call at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. When we come back, we're going to finish up on that story with pesticides, and we'll give you a couple ideas of what you could do if you're concerned about pesticide toxicity. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for Boomers and Beyond.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. This is your nutritional supplement program. If you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. The April 27th issue of JAMA has a really interesting article, Low Health Literacy Associated with Higher Rate of Death. And the reason this is important is because, to me, that's the most important strategy when it comes to taking care of our health, is understanding our body. Being illiterate about our health does not serve us. And that's why I do this program, folks, and that's why I do what I do. That's why I travel around the country doing my presentations, and that's why I want the whole world to know about the power of nutritional supplementation. We have to learn about our bodies, and it's not really that complicated. The doctor community, the medical community, they want us to think that everything is all a big complicated mess, and it really is not. Correct your digestive problems, stabilize your blood sugar, breathe correctly, relax your adrenal glands, and you can go a long, long way towards eliminating prescription drugs and eliminating interfaces with the doctor. We've been talking about gout this morning, and we mentioned if you have the gout, you want to reduce your sugar load, you want to reduce your purine load, and you want to make sure you're starting off all your meals with protein and essential fatty acids. Now, you may have heard all this before, and that's because gout is like all diseases. It's linked to the triangle, and I know I say it over and over and over again, but we have to understand that our symptoms and our diseases are like the leaves on a tree. If you try to get rid of the leaves, it'll take forever, and the leaves will keep growing back. You want to work at the root. You want to work at the lower levels. If you want to get rid of the leaves, the best thing to do is get rid of the roots, and the roots are in the triangle of disease. Our number is 866-582-9933 today. We've got, I think, Bill who wants to talk to us. Is it Bill in Texas? Did I hear you right? Don in New York. Okay, I was close. Don in New York, and we'll talk about pesticides. We'll take Karen in Maryland. And we'll take your phone calls, too, at 866-582-9933. Don, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for calling. How can I help?
Quick question about Graves' disease. I hear a lot of people talk about hypothyroidism, but
right.
People talk about hyperthyroidism. I was wondering what the thoughts were on it.
Well, it's interesting because hyperthyroidism has all of the opposite symptoms. Has some of the opposite symptoms, but it has some of the same symptoms as well. So hyperthyroidism can have people who have low thyroid or high thyroid can have problems with fatigue. They can have problems with muscle weakness. They can have problems with weight loss or weight gain. So the way you want to treat Graves' disease first and foremost is the same way you want to treat hypothyroidism first and foremost, and that's with iodine. An iodine supplementation is something everybody should be considering because it's difficult to get iodine from food. The medical community wants you to think that you get enough iodine from iodized salt. It's not true. The Japanese, set the standard on iodine because they eat so much seafood and they have so little iodine-based diseases, they get 12.5 to 13 milligrams of iodine on a daily basis, and that's pretty much where we should be as well, in my opinion. The only way to do that is not from salt and it's not from food. The only way to do that is by supplementing. So the first thing for Graves' disease patients is to make sure they're on an iodine supplement. I would be making sure I took either Lugol's solution, which is a source of iodine, or Bioderol, which is a good source of iodine. Try to get at least 12.5 milligrams a day. There's a lot of folks who are iodine specialists who feel like you can get 200 milligrams of iodine a day, but certainly you can get 12 to 13 milligrams and even as high as 50 milligrams. Just to keep it all in perspective, the recommended daily allowance of iodine is 130 micrograms of iodine. So I'm recommending 100 times the RDA. You can certainly be at that point, and that's the first thing you want to think about with any thyroid problem. The second thing you want to do is hyperthyroidism. is a disease where your body's moving too fast, where your blood pressure is going up, your eyes are pumping or popping out of your head, you're sweating a lot, you have a lot of diarrhea or frequent bowel movements. So it's a hyperactive disease. Whenever you have a hyperactive disease, any kind of nervousness or anything where the body is moving really fast, one of the best things you could do is deep, slow breathing. Deep, slow breathing tells the body, biochemically tells the body at least, that everything is nice and easy, nice and slow, nice and peaceful. And that tends to slow the thyroid down, and that also tends to reduce any excess load on the adrenal glands as well. So deep, slow breathing is another thing that you want to practice. And then stabilizing nutrients are very important for any kind of hyperactive disease state, like hyperthyroidism. That means whey protein, first thing. First thing at the beginning of every meal, whey protein, very, very stabilizing. The B complex of vitamins, very, very stabilizing. Vitamin C, very stabilizing. All of your minerals. And keep in mind, with Graves' disease or hyperthyroidism or any hyperactive condition, you're burning through nutrients at a very rapid clip. So it's very important to replace nutrients at the same rapid clip, and once again, liquid nutrition comes to the rescue. Get yourself on, if you have hyperthyroidism or any hyperactive condition, get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Not only is it loaded with nutrients, but it's loaded with nutrients in an easy-to-digest liquid format. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Tell them you want Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you don't have to have a hyperactive disease state like hyperthyroidism or Graves' disease to benefit from Beyond Tangy Tangerine or any nutritional supplement program. We all benefit from them, but especially if you find yourself in any kind of long-term hyperactive state, because that means you're probably burning through nutrients. Thanks so much for calling from NYC, the Big Apple. Hope we helped out. Let's see if we can squeeze Karen from Maryland in real quick. Karen, you there?
Hello. My husband's taking low-dose aspirin, and I'm very concerned about that. And is there something else he could be taking instead?
Oh, sure. Is he taking it to thin his blood?
I think so. It's preventative, his doctor said.
Okay. Well, typically people will take it to thin the blood. There's lots of other ways to thin the blood. First of all, the most important thing to do is to lower blood fats, because that's one of the reasons the blood becomes clogged and sticky. How do you lower blood fats? Reduce the sugar and make sure you're taking in nutrients that help protect against excess sugar. Chromium, vanadium, the Sweeties by Longevity, which is chromium and vanadium, is great. All of your B vitamins, especially vitamin B1 and niacin, vitamin B3. And by the way, if you have gout, you want to be very careful about taking niacin, because niacin, high doses of niacin, can exacerbate gout. But for low-dose baby aspirin, taking niacin has two benefits. Number one, it'll help reduce blood fats. And number two, it will open up blood vessels, so you can reduce hypertension as well. So making sure you're getting on the B vitamins can help. The omega-3 fatty acids are wonderful blood thinners, and so is vitamin E. Now, taking low-dose baby aspirin might not be a big problem, but it is a drug. It has to be broken down by the body as a drug, and it shuts down the production of certain chemicals that are important for digestive health. So while low-dose baby aspirin isn't as bad as taking regular aspirin, there are wonderful alternatives. The omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin E, all of your B-complex of vitamins are very important, and then making sure your sugar metabolism is taken care of by lowering your sugar intake, and that means bread and pasta and rice and potatoes and corn, that's all sugar, and then taking in nutrients like the chromium and vanadium, which you find in Sweeties, to help your body process sugar. So process sugar, open up those blood vessels, take nutrients that help thin the blood like the omega-3s and vitamin E, and you should be just fine without any baby aspirin or any medical intervention at all. Aspirin is still a drug, folks. It may be a gentle drug, but it's still a drug, and it's going to have drug-like effects. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're going to come back and finish up this story on pesticides. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back right after this.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's B-I-G-J-O-E BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the morning.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. Thanks for joining us today. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. Our number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. You can always email me, ben@ksco.com. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, or you want to get off your prescription drugs or get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here 5 days a week to help you out. Doug, as promised, let's finish up this story on pesticides in fruits, and I want to talk about some strategies for getting rid of pesticides out of your body if you feel like you've been contaminated from eating a lot of fruit and vegetables. So real quickly, why don't you tell us a few of the top fruits and vegetables, top pesticide-filled fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah. They say the top ones, there's 12 of them they list here, celery, peaches, strawberries, apples, blueberries, nectarines, bell peppers, spinach, cherries, kale, and collard greens, potatoes,
darn,
and grapes if they're imported.
Those are all my
favorites.
I
would say that, yeah.
Now, what are the good ones?
The good ones are onions, avocado, sweet corn, pineapple, mangoes, sweet peas, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, eggplant, cantaloupe, watermelon, grapefruit, sweet potato, honeydew melon.
See, I'd be eating the other ones, personally. So here's what you do, folks. First of all, go organic wherever you can. But, as we said yesterday, just because you go organic doesn't mean you're not getting pesticides, because the pesticides are all over. They're in the air, they're in the soil, they're everywhere. So first of all, you want to go organic, but that's not going to make you 100% clean. You want to wash your fruits and vegetables, but again, that's not going to make you 100% clean, because the pesticides are sprayed as the fruits are growing, and you end up getting pesticides inside the fruits as well, especially if you have really thin peels like with blueberries and strawberries and the smaller fruits and vegetables. Grapes are among the worst. So there's a couple strategies that you want to employ. One is you want to take in things that connect up with these pesticides and allow them to be passed through the body. Now, there's two ways that your body detoxifies material. In fact, they're called step one and step two, or phase one and phase two in the body. And phase one takes care of itself pretty much. But what you want to do is you want to understand the second part of liver detoxification. Now, we're running out of time today in the program, but we'll finish this up tomorrow. But it's important to understand that there are wonderful nutritional strategies for upregulating. That means increasing the amount of step two detoxification. One of the most important substances is something called glutamine, which is a part of glutathione. We've talked about this many, many times on the program. Glutathione is a vital, vital nutritional component, very important for the detoxification system to work. It's got other roles to play, and we'll talk about these tomorrow. But if you're eating a lot of vegetables or fruits and you're concerned about pesticides, please, people, make sure you're getting enough glutamine and glutathione as well. Glutathione you can get from whey protein. Glutamine you can get from whey protein as well. Glutathione is made up, it's a very tiny little molecule. It's made up of only three amino acids. But these three amino acids, if you take them in terms of a nutritional supplement, you can automatically build yourself more of this detoxifying chemical. So make sure you're getting glutamine on a regular basis. Make sure you're getting glycine, which is the second amino acid, on a regular basis. And the third amino acid is super extra important, and that's something called cysteine. Now, cysteine is not found in very many foods. Whey protein is one of the few foods that has high concentrations of this very, very important amino acid. You can also supplement with just straight old cysteine in the form of NAC. We've talked about that before. Personally, if I was concerned about pesticides, I'd be making sure I was getting a lot of whey protein. There's other factors that can help as well. You know, cilantro and chlorella and greens in general have a wonderful ability to detoxify poisons out of the body. And this is especially true. This is especially true about metals and radioactive metals, too. You know, just because we don't hear about this whole crisis in Japan anymore and it's not front page news doesn't mean that our environment is not being inundated, that we're not getting toxic radioactive chemicals spewed out at us on a minute-to-minute basis, because that's indeed what is happening. And, folks, it's not just iodine. It's cesium and plutonium and uranium. And our environment is becoming super toxic because of this terrible disaster that seems to have gone away, but it hasn't really gone away. So making sure you're getting enough greens. Now, greens are a little bit of a mixed bag, as my friend Annie is so quick to remind me, because unfortunately, greens absorb things out of the digestive system and out of the body, and greens also absorb things out of the air. So greens that are grown in an area where there's a lot of radioactivity may contain radioactivity themselves. So you've got to be really careful. You may want to look for hydroponic greens, or you may want to make sure that you're getting greens from South America. You know, in South America, they don't seem to be having as much of a problem with this Japanese radiation as we are here in North America. So if you can find produce from South America, that may be helpful as well. You can also get chlorella and algae. Make sure that it's coming from an ocean that's not polluted. That's probably a good idea. Chlorella, algae. There's also a plant called cilantro. It's actually an herb called cilantro. And the Navy is on record as using cilantro to protect sailors from radioactivity. You know, chemtrails. People talk about chemtrails a lot. And chemtrails are also at least partially composed from aluminum and barium and also some bacteria as well. And taking in cilantro and taking in chlorella and algae, the same strategies that protect you from pesticides and protect you from radiation from nuclear disasters can also protect you from chemtrails. So if you live in an area where you see a lot of these chemtrails, that may be something that you want to think about. There's also,
you know, cilantro is good to, it has a compound that kills Salmonella as well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there was a study came out about 2 years ago that identified a compound in cilantro.
That's
which
awesome.
Explains why at certain Mexican restaurants, I always make sure I eat the salsa that has lots of cilantro.
Good point. And Doug, before, you had a question for me, but when we were on break, I forgot to ask you about that. Tell me about
it. Oh, yeah, about, you know, when we talk about the lymphatic system and its ability to remove the toxins from the body, and that it's also kind of tightly related to the skin, I was just curious whether or not, you know, using these like vibrating massagers and things to kind of loosen your muscles up, if that would help in kind of moving your lymphatic around, especially if you kind of do it, press it down, maybe
press down,
a little
right.
deeper, yeah.
Yeah, you would have to press down really deep, and it certainly isn't a bad idea, but I don't want people to think that you have to do a lot of exercise to move your lymph around. Even just moving your diaphragm up and down with a deep breathing, in terms of doing deep breathing, your diaphragm goes up and down, that will move the lymph, just doing that. And I don't want people to think that they have to get a rebounder, or they got to go out and run, or they got to do any kinds of intense exercise. Simply taking a regular walk will help move your lymph around. One of the biggest problems today that we didn't have 100 years ago is that we're not chopping wood, and we're not we're not farming, we're not growing our own crops, we're not walking to the store like we used to do before we had cars and before we had buses and transportation. So 150 years ago, 200 years ago, we used to do a lot more regular movement. There were no gyms, really. People weren't weightlifting 200 years ago, but they were getting plenty of regular daily exercise. And this sedentary lifestyle that we have is really contributing to our disease through this lymphatic stagnation that occurs. Remember, the lymph system, this highway system for poisons, this sewer system in the body is connected to the digestive system at the intestines. And if the triangle of disease is primal, in terms of the formation of disease. The point in the triangle where really all of the disease occurs is at this connection between the lymph and the small intestine. And once that lymph becomes clogged, that's where all the problems begin. So keeping lymphatic fluid moving, remember the lymph doesn't have a pump, so keeping lymphatic fluid moving is extremely, extremely important, and you don't need to get a fancy gym membership or a Rebound or anything real intense to do that. Yes, those massagers can help if you press down deep enough, but making sure that you move around is your key strategy to wellness. It's really a question of, number one, stimulation, number two, nourishment. And you want to do them preferably one right after another. You always want to nourish yourself right after you've stimulated your body. After you've exercised, folks, your body is maximally receptive to nutrition. So if you get on the longevity products, you get on the Nature's Way, you get on the Ultimate EFAs, you get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, make sure you're taking these supplements, number one, right after you come home from the gym, number two, at the beginning of a meal. If you take them when you come home from a workout, you'll get maximum absorption. If you take your nutritional supplements at the beginning of a meal, you'll find yourself being less hungry, and you'll find yourself ingesting less nutrients. It's not that complicated, folks. The medical world wants you to think that your disease states are genetic and you can't do anything about it. You got to stay on the drugs the rest of your life and there's nothing you could do. I'm here to tell you that is baloney, folks. You don't need medical intervention, but you do need to make lifestyle changes around nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and exercise as well. If you want to learn more about the longevity line of products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Check out my blog, brightsideben.com. For Doug Winfrey, all the folks at Longevity and the Genesis Communication Network, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs saying good nutrition is good medicine. Stay tuned for Alex Jones on most of these stations. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
That drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.